Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is February 12th, 2024, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Man, what's up, y'all? I ain't been on this motherfucker in a minute, and the last few times I've been on some real zen-like, positive, you know, just healing shit, because I am healing, baby. When I tell you God been showing up and showing out for your girl, he been showing up and showing out for your girl, like, bruh. I had to get my ass up off of the internet. Like, I took like a social media detox for a while. I wasn't on Instagram. I wasn't on TikTok. I wasn't on Facebook. I wasn't on nothing for like a week or two. And I still take my breaks from Facebook because Facebook toxic as hell. Like, it be too many motherfuckers watching your story, viewing your page, you know, finding reasons to argue with you, you know, people arguing with their people up on there. You seeing people bash their baby mama, bash their baby daddy. You just get sick of that toxic ass energy of Facebook. And I don't be liking how accessible I am for people to know what the fuck I be having going on. So I be like, let me get up off of here for a minute, you know. And I really just needed to just take time to tap in with God. And all praise be to God. Like, that was some very, very intense and closeness that I started developing within myself and with God. So I just took a break from that shit. And when I tell y'all, so much good stuff just started happening. Like, so much. Like, y'all know I've been going through some shit. I've been going through some shit. Like, bruh, I'll talk about breakups, car repossessions, car wrecks, evictions, man, getting fired, not having no money, not having no employment, trying to figure out if I should get some work, go back to work. It's just been crazy. It's been real fucking real for me. And so finally now I'm at a point where I'm learning to just say fuck it. I'll go with the flow. Like, whatever come in my mind now, I'll just do it. So, all 2024, y'all gonna be seeing all type of random shit. Like, I know y'all seen me post that I'm finna be in a movie. Shout out to Beautiful Pain and all my Beautiful Pain cast members. I'm finna be in a movie. I auditioned for that back in January. And to my surprise, I got the role. Like, so I'm really excited to record and be filming and meet new people and be on set. Like, I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? So that's on the works. And I went and did stand-up comedy like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now, but I did stand-up comedy. And when I tell y'all, I fell in love with that stage. I ain't know I was a fucking comedian. I know y'all be saying I'm funny. I know people be like, you funny as hell. And a few people in the past have mentioned I should go do stand-up. And I used to always be like, y'all got me fucked up because I don't want people thinking I'm a bitch you should be laughing at. That's why I never wanted to be no comedian. I never wanted nobody to ever think I was pussy and just be laughing at me. Now, you can laugh with me, But you can't laugh at me. So I never wanted to be no comedian. But I went and did my first open mic night at Crackers. And man, I fell in love. I had a ball. Like, for it to be my first time, everybody was so impressed. Like, I got a lot of laughs. You know, people was complimenting me after the show and just telling me, you know, like, man, you got it. You should keep at it. So now I done wrote so many fucking jokes and I'm just ready for more. Like, I'm ready to get on the stage. So y'all could catch me coming up soon at some of these open mics. If I'm funny, laugh. If I ain't funny, shit, let me know. Just don't ever think I'm no plaything, okay? Don't ever be getting all close to my space thinking that I'm gonna just allow that. Like, don't fucking play with me. But, you know, I would appreciate some love and support, though, of my family, friends, and community and listeners. Like, I think I'll start doing open mic beginning next week. But I'll be advertising on my social medias to let y'all know. So just find Queen Quaymo on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And I promise I'm gonna keep my page open. I'm gonna keep my page open. I promise y'all. Like, I be just needing a break. I be needing a break. Like, for real, y'all. Like, I'm gonna be 100. Like, I know I was just telling y'all all of that shit going on for promotional reasons, but on some real shit, if you've been wondering why you can't manifest or get in alignment with yourself or, like, get things done that you need to get done, it's probably because you got too many fucking people around you. It's probably because you got too much distractions in front of you, you know? And so stop trying to, like, find all of these people you can talk to on the phone. Stop trying to be all in people's face, you know? Stop putting all your time into that broke-ass nigga. Stop putting all your time into that broke-ass bitch, you know? Stop fucking and sucking all these niggas and bitches out here. Like, take some time and just really tap in with yourself and with God and watch what happens. I don't know who needs to hear this, but apparently somebody needs to hear this. Stop doing all of the wrong shit and take some time to yourself and just tap in with God and watch what he do for you. Watch what he allow you to see. Watch what he allows you to experience, man. God, he's always on your side. He's always ready to give you the things that you need into your life. But the problem is we don't be ready. We be over here complaining and being so miserable and just feeling like poor me, poor me, poor me. And we not expressing no gratitude about our current situation. We're not happy and we're not being in alignment with the things that we're asking God to bless us with. So if you're trying to be in alignment with those things, if you're trying to be in alignment with your purpose or even just trying to figure it out and get clarity, you got to get in your cocoon. And so that means sometimes you might have to step away from the fucking internet. You know, you might have to stop talking to people. And if motherfuckers don't understand that, that is fine. You know, like, I ain't talked to nobody. Like, I've been very, very scarce with allowing myself to be around people just because I'm not in a place where I'm comfortable with sharing my energy and space. I'm really focused on myself right now. As I should. After going through such a fucking traumatic experience that I went through in the last couple of years, just everything that I went through, I feel like I owe it to myself to just be very stingy with myself right now. And I think that that's important. You know, like, if you don't have that time to yourself to just figure shit out and remove yourself of some toxicity, then you constantly being around everybody every day, all day, it's just going to create a toxic ass circle and some low vibrational ass energy. And it's going to be a blockage over everything that you're trying to manifest and affirm into your life. It's going to be a lot of blockage. So take some time. Be a real bitch for a minute. Just cut out the world. If you got to cut off the internet, cut off the internet. If you got to cut off talking to people on the phone, cut off talking to people on the phone. If you fucking a nigga that ain't bringing you no good, ain't giving you no clarity, ain't bringing you no good vibrations, y'all not getting along with each other, stop talking to that motherfucker for a minute. Same thing for these bitches. If you a king out here and this bitch just every time you talking to her, y'all just arguing, she ain't bringing no positivity into your life, you know, y'all not building no goal towards each other, it's just a bad situation, stop talking. Take time to yourself. This ain't no woman thing. This ain't no man thing. This a us thing. Take some time to yourself. You know, the more that I started being around myself, I'm like, oof. I became so grateful of all of those situations that I didn't have to endure. I've become so grateful. And I've become so happy with who I'm becoming. And the person that I currently am, I'm happy with her too. But who I'm becoming, oh man, I be getting excited. I be getting excited, and it has nothing to do with material. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with a house, car, clothes. It's not the shit you could buy. It's the shit that's inside of me. That person that I'm becoming spiritually. That person that God is just molding. Man, ooh. She a bad bitch. She is a bad bitch. And honey, like, she been there all along, but I'm forever grateful and humble, man. I'm thanking God. Like, and so if I've become selfish with my time and with my presence, please excuse me, but I've worked hard for this. I've worked hard for this, and I'm not offended for anybody else who worked hard for this. You know, this is the time. The time is now to just really enjoy being in solitude, you know, so that when you are around people again, you're not pouring any toxicity into the circle, or you're not allowing any toxicity in your circle. You're like inside of you, you know, you're more wiser and more observant and more patient, not just with others, but with yourself. Because see, that's, we taught this shit, like, be nice to others, be patient with people, be forgiving with people. We taught to be so nice to people, and it's like, what the fuck about me? That same patience and love and kindness and, like, stand-upness that I have for other people, I gotta be that for Quamo. And I've been doing that lately, you know? And it feels great. It feels great. And that's why I'm recommending it to anybody listening to this. Take some time to yourself and watch what happens. It don't mean you gotta be nasty to the people you disconnect with, you know? It don't mean you gotta bash people you disconnect with. Because I went through that, you know? I was so angry, like, with a lot of people, you know? And so at first I had a lot to say. And now I don't have nothing bad to say about nobody. I wish everybody well, you know, because when you start doing the work on yourself, you see how important each lesson was for you and how things needed to happen for you in order for you to grow, in order for you to receive, in order for you to just be more spiritually awakened, you know. So I'm just at a great place right now, and all praise be to God, man. Like, I could cry how, like, grateful I am right now. All praise be to God. And I'm just wanting y'all to just love yourself, man. Don't love nobody more than you love yourself. You know, don't feel like you gotta go all crazy out here in the world and overly chase and, you know, not make time for yourself. Because I'm telling you right now, like, literally, I've been going crazy right now, though. Like, I've been grinding. And I'll give you an example. Today was the day I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not doing no clients today. I'm going to take some time to get cute, get dressed, spend time with my animal, my dog Blanco. You know, do some yoga, eat a good meal, and just lay down. Because I come first. That's something my body wanted. That's something my soul needed. You know, before I walk out the door, you know, I'm not in a rush to go do stuff for people or go hustle at no job, none of that. No, before all of that, I got to make sure I pray. I got to make sure I do my yoga. I got to make sure I do my workout, you know, and it's not the same every day. Don't get it twisted, y'all. I'm not being phony on here. But the high majority of my days, those are things that I'm finding value in. That's creating a huge difference in how I be in alignment with my purpose. So take care of yourself spiritually the same way you will take care of these bills. Take care of yourself spiritually the same way you take care of those kids. Take care of yourself spiritually the same way you take care of yourself when you go to these jobs. Just take care of yourself spiritually. And when you're taking care of yourself spiritually, the self-care comes immediately after that. It's all connected within each other. So you can't be just praying and yoga and all of these spiritual books, but not making sure you get dressed every day. Making sure you not put your makeup on or lotion up or taking care of your hair or buying yourself a new outfit. All of that stuff is connected with you spiritually. All of it. And it's not just as far as like you become like a material junkie. It's not that. You just very much care about your appearance because you know you're high ranking. And you value yourself. So you're going to make sure that you appear to be clean and pleasant and well groomed. That's all. Take care of yourself, y'all. Take care of yourself. When you're taking care of your spirit and you're feeding your spirit, and some of that also means too, not just praying and yoga and meditating, not just those things, although those are the key elements to keeping a spiritually sound diet, but also responding to your inner child. That's why I wouldn't dare open mic. That's why I wouldn't dare stand up comedy. I do whatever my inner child wants to do that makes sense. Like, it's not going to hurt nobody. Like, it don't hurt me to go do stand-up comedy. Why not? It don't hurt me to go do a movie audition. Why not? Don't let nobody make you feel like you too old to do something, or it's too late, or you too broke, or you ain't going to get it. It's too many. No. If you felt like it was a good idea and then popped in your spirit to do it, you do it. If you've been thinking about going horseback riding, you don't know nobody that's going horseback riding. Who gives a fuck who you know horseback riding? You get your bitch ass up, you find you a fucking barn to go to, and you go horseback riding. If you've been wanting to be a beekeeper and you don't know nobody else that's beekeeping, guess what you need to do? Get into some beekeeping classes. You do what your spirit has called you to do. And then the how-tos will come later, because as you start responding to who you are spiritually, God is like, oh, okay, let me go ahead and open this door for her or him. You have to feed your spirit. Yes, I'm on that with y'all today. I'm sorry. Like, I know I said I was all peace, love, and light, and that's me for sure. And ratchet for sure too. That's all of that is me. But I just felt like sharing. I just felt like sharing. You know, like, man, God is amazing, man. God is always in control. Without God, none of this shit move and operate. To believe there isn't a God is just is ridiculous. If you look outside and you see the trees and how there's so many layers and complexities to a tree growing, and the leaves and the branches, and you see the grass and how the grass grows, and it always go through the different stages and plants, and you know, you see oxygen and how it goes through different stages for us to be able to breathe air. There's no way we have all these complexities to nature itself and then you believe there is no God. There is no way that you see the complexities of the human body, how we could get a cut and it automatically starts healing itself from a scab, or our hair starts standing up and alerting us that something is either too close, or the vibration and energies have been alerting to triggering your hair, making it stand up on your body, like the hairs on your arm or the hairs on the back of your neck, or sometimes it's tapped into your intuition. You feel something, like you feel a presence of some sort, and then those hairs start being activated, you know. All of these things that we have, the complexities of the human body, the complexities of the emotions, the complexity that we have of mental thoughts, and just the human body, period. How the fuck, if we got all of these complexities, we don't believe that we are of God and that God made us in his image with the same powers? We're not more powerful than God. Don't be crazy. But he made us with similar authority, with things in subjection to us. He put us in dominion. So if we had those things, we have it. You know, why we not using it? Why do we feel like we don't have it? Like, who told us that, and who we listening to? When your inner voice, your inner being is telling you this all along, but you conflicted with your depression and your inner voice, so you're not being the best version of yourself. And so you to be somewhat calm and the numbness, everybody doing all these fucking drugs. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to say this again. Leave them fucking drugs alone, y'all. Leave them alone. I'm tired of seeing niggas I fucks with losing all their fucking teeth. I'm sick of seeing hoes that I love look crazy as hell out here. Ass and face all sunk in, losing their kids. Man, leave them drugs alone. The weed was enough. I ain't even been smoking weed lately. I don't be doing nothing. I ain't been doing no drugs. And I'm not saying that I won't. I'll probably do some weed, but that's as much as I'll get. And not even that. Like, I just feel like always being under the influence of some sort just shows your lack of control and discipline. And your lack of being able to handle life. You don't have to be high all the time. Yes, you can do it on recreation, but at what point do it stop becoming recreation and start becoming medication and keeping you in a comatose type state? You feel me? Like, we got too many people losing their mind and losing their dignity because they got a drug addiction. And before the drug addiction, there was an addiction pattern, period. You know, anybody battling addiction, I love y'all, but get some help. Get some help. You know, try to find a way to battle that. And if you battling with that and you don't know where to begin, first thing to begin with is start talking with God. Just talk with God. To question his power is crazy. He has the power to erase and change anything, and he could put it immediately in you because you have it in you. You have the power in you, but you don't recognize it. But once you recognize it and you submit to it, your life gets better. So to all of my friends that listen to me that I fucks with, man, I fucking love all y'all. Leave them fucking drugs alone, please. Leave them drugs alone. You know, it's sad. It be people I really fucks with. I'm like, damn, what happened? Teeth gone, mind gone, kids gone. Just drugs. Leave that shit alone. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to see y'all when we turn about 40 and 50 and we still look 20, you know. So get in the gym. Start juicing. Start working out. Take care of your spirit. Take care of your body. Take care of your face. Take care of your skin. Take care of you. All I want y'all to do out there that's listening to me, take care of you. This finna be a whole good ass motherfucking summer. I'm telling y'all, it's 2024. It's up. I'm grateful for many things in my life that bring me joy and comfort. I'm grateful and appreciative of my body, my spirit, my mind. I trust that what's meant for me is already mine, regardless of how and when it is, it's just mine. I'm worthy of beautiful endings and exciting beginnings. I allow my voice to be heard, my thoughts to be expressed, and my vision to be seen. I'm open to things working out for me, and I'm open to receiving abundance. I'm open to connecting with my higher self. I'm eternally grateful for all of the blessings I have in my life. I'm happy and I'm grateful for everything that I have and everything that I receive daily. I constantly remind myself to enjoy all of the good things that I have in my life right now. I express deep appreciation for small steps that I achieve each day. With every breath that I take, I'm bringing more and more gratitude into my life. Today, I will concentrate on taking one step forward. No matter how small or how big, I will take a step forward each day. My life is meaningful and important, and I'm valuable, and I'm a contributor to the greater good. All praise be to God. If y'all been looking for some affirmations to listen to, hopefully those will help y'all. I love y'all.